Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Cleansing.
You have no idea how much God wants to use your life. You have no idea how much God wants to bless your life. The things He could do in your life would astound you if your life was a clean vessel. But you got to do business with God. You've got to pray the prayer of cleansing. Forgive us our debts, our sins, our transgressions, and mean it and get specific. I want to give you now, very simply, real quickly, the six steps on the path to a clear conscience. There is no reason you should leave this building with any guilt in your life. Whatever guilt you've been carrying for weeks or months or years, you need to deal with it now, make business with God, and go out with a clear conscience and be guilt-free. How do you do it? Six steps. On the back of your outline there. Here's the steps. Number one, I review every area of my life. That's the first step. I review every area of my life. We call this making it a personal moral inventory or a personal spiritual assessment. And what you do is you sit down with God in a quiet space by yourself, all alone, when you're unhurried, and you do what I just told you about I did. God, I'm going to do business with you, and I'm going to make a list of anything that's between me and you that's wrong in my life that I feel guilty about, consciously or unconsciously. Help me to know the things that I know that are wrong and the things that I don't know that are wrong. The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, let us test and examine our ways. Now you get off by yourself with a pen and a notepad where you're totally undisturbed. You ask God to reveal your sins. And you say, Lord, clear my mind. Let me give you a verse to write down. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 says this. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you. Anything. And lead me along the path of everlasting life. That is the prayer saying, God, turn your spotlight on my inner side. Find the stuff that's entangled me, that's hindering me, that's holding me back. Now you take your time. You don't rush it. You don't say, God, I got 5 minutes for you to reveal every sin I've ever done. No, you take your time. And you say, write it all down. You say, well, couldn't I just think it? Why do I have to write it down? You have to write it down. Writing makes it specific. Thoughts disentangle themselves through the lips and the fingertips. You talk it and you write it. If you haven't written it down, you haven't really thought about it. It makes it specific. By the way, it's also cathartic. It helps get it out of you and onto the paper. You want to get the gunk out of you. Now, you're going to burn this paper later on, but you just get it out of you. The Bible says this, if we judged ourselves in the right way, God would not judge us. Now, to get you started, I've written here a personal spiritual assessment. And if you open it up, inside, it's a sin list. Here's a personal spiritual assessment, too. The following is a list of common sins that prevent God from blessing and using our lives. As you prayerfully read this, examine yourself and circle or highlight or underline the areas that apply to you. You don't even have to write them down. I'm making this easy. You just read it, go, yep, that's me, yep, that's me, yep. That. You underline it, you circle it, you highlight it. And then when you get to the end, at the end, you go, now, God, is there anything else? And you write down those things too. And nobody else is going to see this. It's just between you and God. It's a personal spiritual assessment. By the way, we'll put it on the website too, so those of you who are watching on the internet can download it. And those of you who would like other copies can download it too. Now, nobody else is going to see this. Now, let me ask you a very important question. How serious are you about God blessing your life? How badly do you want God's blessing in your life? Oh, I'd like to have it. Enough that you're willing to be gut-level honest? Are you willing to be honest to God? Are you willing to be honest with yourself? Are you going to lie to yourself? Are you going to be willing to be honest with other people? Are you going to just live in denial? Denial and God's blessing do not go hand in hand. Friend, you are seconds away from liberation. You are seconds away from a feeling of cleanness and joy and purity that you haven't had ever, that you've never experienced. You are seconds away from a total freedom in your life that could set you free from some habits and hurts and hang-ups that are messing up your life. I want to ask you to do this today. Don't procrastinate. There's nothing more important in your life than to have the blessing of God. Go home today, get alone by yourself, read through this, and do a personal moral inventory. That's step one. Now, once you've done that, you do step two. Here's the second step. I repent of every sin. First, I review every area, and then I repent of every sin.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said, we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. And we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. This wonderful book is a perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope. Your gift will be used to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much. Today is the last day to get your copy of the Lord's Prayer Children's Gift Book, so don't wait.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick Warren with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Portuguese. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Portuguese, please email me, and I'll send you the link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
What does it mean to repent? It means three things. It means first, I take responsibility for my sin. Yep, I'm not going to blame anybody else for this. Second, it means I turn away from those things. And third, it means I turn toward God and His grace and say, God, I don't want to be that anymore. I take responsibility, I turn away, and I turn to. That's what it means to repent. Now, what do you do on that? The Bible says this, Let us turn again in repentance to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled. You write it down. You accept responsibility. What does it mean to repent? Well, first, I don't rationalize it. I don't say, well, it was no big deal. Well, it was a big deal. You wouldn't have remembered it. I don't minimize it. I don't rationalize it. I say, well, it happened so long time ago, or it's just a stage I went through, or everybody does it. Doesn't matter. You don't rationalize, you don't minimize, you don't accuse, you don't excuse, you don't blame others. Well, it was mostly their fault. Well, it may have been 99.9% their fault. God says, you accept responsibility for your 1% or 0.1%. What am I saying? Listen very closely. The greatest holdup to the healing of your hang-up is you. You're not waiting on God. You're not waiting on anybody else. The hang-ups in your life, the greatest holdup to your hang-up is you. God wants to heal it in your life. Now, the Bible says this up here on the screen. If we claim to be without sin, we're just deceiving ourselves. We're living in a world of illusion, the Bible says. We're acting in a fantasy world. We're pretending, we're faking it. If we claim to be without sin, we're just deceiving ourselves. We're certainly not deceiving God, and we're not even deceiving anybody else because everybody else knows you've blown it. We just deceive ourselves. It's self-deception, and the truth is not in us. Now listen very closely to this. The things that defeat you in your life, the self-defeating habits in your life that you don't like about you, would you like to get rid of them? You will stop defeating yourself when you stop deceiving yourself. I will stop defeating myself when I stop deceiving myself. It all starts with gut-level honesty. That's wrong. No matter how much I rationalize and excuse it, it's wrong. And I need to admit it and confess it and get it out of my life. Let me ask you a very important question. What are you pretending not to know? What are you pretending not to feel guilty about? What are you pretending was not a sin? What are you pretending doesn't bother you, but it really does? Don't you think it's time to finally deal with it and get it out of your life and get it over with and then have freedom and clear conscience and all that God wants you to have? I review every area. I repent of every sin. Here's the third step. I resolve to make restitution. I resolve to make restitution. As you go through that list, you find somebody that you have hurt and they know it. Then you go and you make restitution. If you've hated them, you've hurt them, you've mistreated them, or you've cheated them, if possible, you make restitution. Now, sometimes it's not possible. They may have died. They may have moved away and you can't find them. They may have remarried and it would be not a good thing for you to reopen an old wound. And so in some situations, you can't make restitution. But anything you can do to make it right, you do so. There's a story in the Bible of a guy named Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector. And I don't want to shock you on this, but he was a tax cheat. Can you imagine anybody cheating on taxes? But one day, Jesus came to his house, and he was so touched by that. Here's what he said. He said, if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to your house. I resolve to make restitution.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get your copy of the Lord's Prayer Children's Gift Book, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you when you write in from all around the world. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring that hope that we find in God's Word to people in every nation. Here's a note from one of our listeners who actually lives in India. Dear Pastor Rick, it's a great honor for me to share how I get blessings from the Daily Hope devotional every day. It's already been a year and a half that I've been reading the Daily Hope devotional, and I thank God for these. I also share these devotionals through social media, like Facebook and WhatsApp, and I send the daily devotions to 40 different pastors and 50 different lay leaders and to some of my church members and friends. I send them all over central India and to almost 500 people across the country. Thank you so much for this Daily Hope devotional, and may God continue to use every reader who have been called by God for his purposes. With blessings, Reverend Lankim, pastor of the Kuki Baptist Convention, Manipur, India. Well, I love how a Pastor Lankim is using Facebook. He's using WhatsApp to share these devotionals with hundreds of people in India. Do you realize that when you tell anybody about this broadcast or when you pass on the written devotional, you're actually partners with us in sharing the gospel all around the world. And the Bible says that as partners in ministry, we will share in the rewards together. Now, this is something anybody can do. And if you haven't thought about it, start making a list of people you could tell about Daily Hope. You could do this. Anybody can do this. And if you go to our website, PastorRick.com, you can share it by broadcast. You can share the devotional. You can share it on social media with just one little click. Do you realize how easy that is? We're trying to help you help share the gospel, which God has called all of us to do. Our ability to reach people all around the world is the direct result of your prayers, your financial support, and your willingness to tell others. So from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say to you, thank you. I love you. And I thank God for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.